Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 318, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 25, Blue to the Test.
It aired October 28th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Ryuta Tasaki. Blue to the Test doesn't mean anything.
No. He's blue, right down to the test.
Right all the way down to the test. Past the bone, past the marrow, the sub-marrow area.
The test,
the test is there.
I believe the test is the core of the core.
Oh, the core. Like
so
the,
he's not blue to the core.
Wade Barrett.
He's blue to the test.
Okay.
No, not Wade Barrett.
The core.
Test. The wrestling test.
Test. We've gotten off the rails in record time.
Oh my gosh.
If you're new here, sorry.
That was just because of the title. I can't wait for the episode.
Can you imagine? What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should. For us.
After episode 13.
After episode 13. We wouldn't do the rest of that to you. Unless you want like a truly baffling experience in Power Ranger watching. We're going to go watch Blue to the Test now.
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just watched Blue to the Test, and it was.
I guess.
It was Blue to the Test.
Blue to the guess.
Is it, like they put Blue to the Test?
Yeah, I think I said that last time, is maybe it's a play on put to the test, but Blue doesn't sound like put even a little.
But, like, I feel like they missed a word.
Oh, yeah.
Put
in true Lost Galaxy fashion, instead of just leaving out a scene,
they just left out a very integral part of the sentence.
Yeah.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. It's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. We'd really appreciate it. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and get some cool stuff in return. And it helps us out a bunch. Patreon is doing this new thing soon where they're going to be taking the fees, instead of taking them out of what we make, they're taking it on the front end.
Yeah, so instead of taking the fees out of what gets sent to us, they charge you more.
They charge you the processing fees, which is booty.
So yeah, so your dollar a month now becomes like $1.37.
Yeah, it, like the more you pledge, the less like percentage wise affecting it is.
Yeah,
it's like 2.9%, which at $25 is about 75 cents plus 35 cents on top of that. But if you're down at the dollar level, You're getting screwed because you're paying 35% or more, like more extra, which sucks. So yeah. What we're gonna do, I said this on United, which would have aired last week. No guarantees. You listen to that. Josh didn't hear it because I just recorded it like 3 hours ago. What we'll probably end up doing is just like opening up some more stuff to $1 patrons.
Yeah.
Just to make it a little more worth it, because like Shannon said on Twitter, we're already asking you for money. It's weird that now we're like, also, here's another little of that financial burden. Like, yeah, we should at least shoulder the fees.
We're asking you for money, but man, it would be cheaper if you gave us more.
That it's weird. I saw a math, and it doesn't. It's percentages all adds up the same. It's just like what you're spending.
It's
but
just
like,
a weird roundabout way that Patreon can pocket more fees.
Yeah, it's just so Patreon can get a little more money, and that's gonna backfire on them. I think.
Yeah.
I have heard no one be like, good plan, Patreon. So
yeah, maybe, sounds good.
Maybe they won't go through with it, but if they do, that's our plan, is just to kind of like give a little more, like to like do a little bit more for the lower tiers, just to kind of even that out. Not 100% sure what yet. We'll figure it out as we go. But that's just like transparency. That's what's going on with Patreon right now. Speaking of Patreon, Josh, we got some new patrons.
Oh, okay. How many?
Not
like 100?
Yeah, we have 45 new patrons. Guys, we're quitting our jobs. No. All right, as is tradition, maybe we have already thanked these people, but maybe we haven't. So let's do it again right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
First up is Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
And Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
And Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm confident that we have ranked. Yeah, we ranked these three people.
We're not going to rank our patrons.
We're not ranking
patrons. That just seems rude.
That is some Hunger Games business, and I am not down with that. We have thanked those people. I'm sure of it on this show. This one might be new. Dion.
Thank you, Dion.
Possibly Dion. I don't know how to pronounce anything, so I'm very sorry if I am just butchering your name. Next up is Ashton.
Thank you, Ashton.
And Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
And Roderick.
Thank you, Roderick. I wasn't sure if I should call
Roddy.
Thank you, Rod. I wasn't sure. I don't know what you like to be called because we're not on that level yet.
Yeah. Maybe someday we'll give you a weird nickname that you're hopefully fine with. And oh, that's it.
Oh, nice.
That was it. I thought there was more.
Nailed it. Shows.
Thank you guys very much for supporting the show. And thank you. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Did we just get one?
We got an email. Oh, no, yeah, it is. This is an update. This is the other thing you can do to combat Patreon's weird Machiavellian math labyrinth. Dominic just upped the pledge from $1 to $2.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Dominic.
So,
that's a live thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you all.
Well, live would it happen to
live
us.
Live to us.
live a week ago.
Thank you very much for pledging, for supporting the show. We really, really appreciate it. We don't have any emails that I have checked.
Same.
Actually, we do have it. Oh, it's just from Patreon. Okay.
Oh, should we read it?
It's just it's just Patreon being like, hey, we're good. We did bad math. It looks better for you, but really it's just good for us. Thanks, Patreon. Way to turn into Twitter. So, Josh, do you want to just jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to jump into this?
Let's
blew the test.
Let's grid to the test.
We start off with Commander coming in to command, and he's commanding a man.
I don't know about this episode, you guys.
Strap in, everybody. Hold on to your butt. So Commander commands a man. Try saying that three times fast. I don't know what he says. He's like, go, good, do that over there. And then he goes up to Kai, and he says, how far away from the star are we? I don't remember the number Kai gave, but the distance was in gigameters, which yeah. I feel like is fake.
I mean, theoretically, it does make sense. Giga is a prefix that you could use.
Right. Well,
I don't know, like, how much... I don't know how many meters that would be.
How much is a kilometer? That's a thousand meters?
That's 1,000 meters. A gigameter is, like, 1,000,000 meters.
A thousand?
I'm gonna Google gigameter.
What a gigameter. So, he's like, yeah, we should change... According to the procedure, we should change course in, like, 6 days or 6 hours or whatever.
Oh, I was wrong.
Okay.
The gigameter, capital G, lowercase m, is how you abbreviate it.
Okay.
Is equal to 1 billion meters.
That a lot.
That's a lot of meters.
That's, maybe it was 6 days then. He says, what do you think, though? What do you feel in your heart? What are your instincts saying? Kai's like, I think we should just change course now because we
takes
have a lot of time.
Minute. At first, he's like... I don't know anything.
I just do the buttons.
I push the button, you say. I don't know.
You say, do a math, and I do it. And he's like, good job. Trusting your instincts is very good. Sometimes procedures are wrong.
Yeah, procedures are well and fine, but also think for yourself. And, like, I get that, but here's the thing. He's steering a course of a whole space colony.
Oh, yeah.
And so if Kai is just like... I think we should move now.
I feel this
he's
way.
He's putting at least hundreds of thousands of lives at risk.
Oh, yeah.
If he's wrong.
It's a big gamble.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Kegler. who is rambling to himself.
He's also going through measurements for some reason.
Yeah, he's doing some math. He's like, if they're doing blah, 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 blah. And Drakina's like, is he having a fit of some sort? And Phil Max is like, he gets like this. He's doing math because he thinks that if Terra Venture, if their engines stop, then they will just be pulled into the sun because of the distance, etc. And she's like, oh, they'll be destroyed by the sun. So Drakina's new plan is to murder them with a star.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Just the whole kit and caboodle.
Here's the thing, though. She'll kill all the people. They will all go into the star. Oh, they're dead,
yeah, for
sure.
The
Power Rangers have multiple ways to get off of the space colony, and so they will still beat you.
Oh, yeah, and then they'll be mad and like have like vengeance behind them. So, like, pretty bad idea, I think,
it's Drakina. The whole thing's a bad play. The whole way she goes about it is also bad.
Yeah.
That's a pretty Rita Repulsive plan.
For sure. Also, this is the last we'll see of Drakina this episode.
Yep.
They just let the monster go do their thing, and that's it. And we cut the theme song, and when we come back, Commander's daughter, whose name I did not remember.
Jody?
It is Jody. And she's drawing a picture of Commander. He got a goatee.
All we see, though, is just, like, the picture and the hands.
Barely the hands.
I just for a second, I was like, is this Kai?
God, that would be so fun. Kai's just drawing a nice picture of Commander, of his best friend Commander. It is Jody, though. And then she's like, Dad, I drew a picture. And he's like, wow, that looks a lot like me. You're getting really good. And then we cut over to a very blue monster poking her head around a tree.
Like a white blue monster.
Yeah.
I got a little... tiny little bit of Madame Woe vibes. Like if Madame Woe got a sexy new haircut.
Yeah.
And some wings.
And a bikini.
Yeah.
She's definitely in a bikini.
Yeah.
Which is a choice for a children's television program.
Well, I mean, there was a sex cat monster.
That's true. So... in Kaku Ranger, that cat was a fox.
Okay.
And wanted to murder all the children. And then also, as a side game, just get up all that real estate.
The real estate.
She wanted to get all the real estate because when yokai take over the world, they're going to come to Tokyo where it all started and they're going to need a hotel to stay in. And that was her plan for that episode.
What a crazy show.
It was real weird. It was pretty buck wild. Speaking of other crazy shows, finished Mystery Show last night. And
are you going to announce what it is live on the Morphin Grid?
Well, I've
right
already
now?
Talked about it on Twitter,
well,
but for the people at home, it's the Japanese animated program, My Hero Academia, and it rules school. It's so good.
I've not seen it.
Okay, here's the pitch, right? Here's the elevator pitch. The X meets Y. Have you seen the movie Sky High?
I have not, but I was just about to say, is it Sky High?
It's Sky High, but if anime Superman chose Sora from Kingdom Hearts to be his protege.
Okay.
Like, literally. Because the main character is very much Sora from Kingdom Hearts in that, like, he believes in all his friends. He's going to do his very best. He wants to make everybody proud. And there's also, like, real fun tone shifts where real supervillains show up and try to murder children. It's buck wild. It's awesome. Everybody should watch the show. First season is both seasons are on Hulu. Only the first one is dubbed. So when I finished that, I went out and bought the second season on Amazon because I'm not going to read. I'm not going to read while I'm watching TV. No thank. I'd be able to watch one episode every 3 days because it would tire me out so much. I still don't know about half the people's names because here's the fun thing that I learned they do in Japan. They don't call each other by their first names unless they're, like, either good friends.
They say them backwards, too. Like, you would be Mason Jake.
Yes. That's a fun trick to get around, is learning that. But also, they just call each other by their last names until they're very good friends or dating, apparently. So, there's characters that I like that I just don't know. I did not know her name, and I had to Google it. And then I had to cross-reference with other characters whose names I did know to see which one was her first name. So
that is insane.
Yeah. But the main character Deku does break his arms whenever he punches with his superpower. It's really great. Or he breaks his fingers because he like flicks air so hard that it like knocks people around. I heard the words New Hampshire in an anime. So
that's it, you're in. It's got a
pretty great show, guys. That's the second to last episode of season two. He says New Hampshire. It's a whole thing. Anyway, that's My Hero Academia. Maybe I should have just made you listen to me yell about it for half an hour after instead of destroying this podcast in its tracks. Let's jump back in. We are 1 minute into Power Ranger. So this monster, this light blue sexy Madame Woe angel has gigantic wings and is hiding behind a tree that does not cover them.
It like sneaks around the tree, but there's a giant wing that's been out the whole time.
Like on both sides. Like it's like, who are you hiding from?
She's like, yes, no one can see me through this perfect cover.
The answer to who are you hiding from is no one. Because in 1 second, she just shows up. So, like,
she's just picking her moment, picking her spot.
I guess she reveals herself. Commander grabs Jody and runs away, which I was like, please tell me he's just running away. Because a lot of people aren't getting away and they're getting blown up and stuff.
I thought for a second he was just going to start fighting.
That would have been neat. He does get a fight scene later.
Yeah, he doesn't have the martial arts training I was hoping he did.
No, but also, the stuntman's pretty good. The stunt double they got is pretty good. The blue lady sprays.
Do we ever get her name?
No, we don't.
I did not catch it.
The closest we came is when Kai said Trakina, and I thought her name was just exactly like Trakina. I was like, no, he just said Trakina.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, Josh is on the case. She sprays people with like a snow, like a blue spray that hurts them and blows up. And it's supposed to be like snow or ice, because later on she has like ice powers. But now it's just literally like, here's some confetti, and it hurts. Commander runs out. He's like, Jody, stay here. I'll be right back. He goes out to help people, and he gets shot in the arm with an arrow that like sinks into his arm.
Her name sucks. It's not hard to choke. It's not like a bad name. It's just like, oh, you got the intern to do this one.
What is it, Blue Lady?
It's Icy Angel.
That sucks.
Yeah. Again, not just like a bad name. It's just like, oh, she's like an icy angel.
What is she? She's like an icy angel. Done.
Nailed it. Got it in one. Let's all go home.
4:30 on a Friday. We got to get out of here. The only thing we got left to do is name the bad guy. Icy Angel, good enough. So she shoots him with a blue arrow that like sinks into his arm. And then all the Rangers show up.
Well,
she's about to shoot Jody.
Yeah, Jody runs out and is like, Dad, no.
Dad, oh my God, Dad. She's like 5. I can't blame her for being a, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't wake up despite her yelling, Daddy, wake up, over and over again. And so she's just about to shoot Jody.
Yeah, which is pretty raw. But then the Rangers show up. There's a fight.
Would not be the first time that Lost Galaxy shot a kid.
Shot a kid. This is the first one that wasn't maybe a robot. Maybe a sentient suit of armor.
It's a hollow suit of armor with a spirit in it.
I guess. Well, that spirit could die.
It's true.
Because the kid did. There's a fight at one point. I don't remember a lot of the fight. It's pretty good. But like, it's a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing special.
Yeah. At one point, Kai, Damon, and Maya are all off in a pile, and she blows them up with snow, and then Leo and Kendrick go to kick her in the back, and she teleports away. And they go over and like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, we're fine. We got to check on Commander. Commander's like, yeah, I'm good. But here's the thing. I don't believe him because there's a weird Dutch angle on his face. He's like looking over his shoulder, and the camera's like tilt shifted.
That's fine. Leo doesn't notice the camera angle. He's like, yep, that checks out. And all the Rangers leave. And right after the Rangers leave, Commander hip tosses his daughter off of his shoulders.
She's like hugging him like over the shoulder. She's like, Dad, I'm so heavy. You're okay. And he grabs her arm and just like flings her to the ground like so cash, and then gets up and walks away and steps on the picture that she made of him.
Yeah.
So something's probably up. If I had to guess, it couldn't have been that blue arrow that went into him.
No. Maybe he's blue to the test.
Maybe. That's the secret. That's what it is. Now, I like that they don't play it like, ooh, is something wrong with him? They're like, something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
And it was the blue arrow. He's obviously controlled or something. Because I feel like Power Rangers has a tendency to do something and then go, boom, maybe you missed that. And we didn't. And we never missed that. But sometimes they're like, maybe you didn't see what we did there. We'll be coy about it. It's like, no, you can.
Maybe you little 4-year-olds didn't pick up on what we're putting down.
Maybe you didn't notice that the big Zords shaped like the big monsters are the big monsters. You idiot babies.
What? In the same episode, you found the other half of that page?
There was just in another pile. I don't want to talk about the galaxy book. I feel like they never will again.
No, they haven't brought it up in a couple episodes.
I think at the end, when they were doing the picnic, that was 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Kendrick was like, I finally have time to look at that book. And then that was it.
Yeah.
Book, I think
the last time it was worth anything was when Chandra tried to take it. And now we're just not talking about it.
That was the last episode.
That was 316.
That was 2 episodes ago. Yeah. And the last episode, they did nothing with it. No. So, oh well. Or was last episode the picnic?
Maybe last episode was the picnic. This episode, they don't talk about
it. They don't talk about it. Man, keeping these together is real tough. Trying to sort these all out is a little rickety. So, anyway, later, we...
No, the picnic was when Scorp died.
Oh, yeah. That was like 15 episodes ago. Whatever.
That book is dead and burned.
Book's over. Well, no, then in 316, she did steal it. But
now it's dead.
It's gone.
Maybe. We'll see, I guess.
God, we should just move past this, please.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done talking about it.
So then Commander walks from there, presumably directly to Command. Kai has beaten him back. He did leave her a little bit before, so I get that. And he's got superpowers, so sure. And Commander walks in, he's like, Kai, turn off 2 engines. And Kai's like, that's a bad idea, though, right? Because we'll just like get sucked up in the gravity. He's like, no, do it.
And Kai's like, what, why? And he's like, well, you see, Kai, to save energy in case we need to blast away from the star really fast.
And Kai's like, that's reasonable, except, no, it's not, because you won't get near the star if you just keep the engines on. This is the test, and he blew it.
Yes, that's an accurate assessment.
So he does that. Oh, can I just say, autocorrect, or maybe, no, yeah, I guess I can blame this on autocorrect. Normally when I try to swear in my writings, it's like, did you mean shot? Maybe you meant ducking. I didn't. I meant what I meant. The one time I meant to say shut, it's like, I got you, bro. So
your phone is out to get you.
My phone is a bad boy. So it's 9:30. I don't see an end to this.
No.
All right, Kai gives in, blah, blah, blah. We cut to the apartment later where Kai is cooking, by which I mean he's standing over food burning. And Damon and Leo were like,
he's totally like just blank face staring at nothing.
Damon's like, hey, Kai, what are you doing? And then Leo is just there like, ha, 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 and has a football.
Yeah, you know, he's tossing a football. Don't worry.
He's just doing a football move. Why?
Because he's cool.
Is that a cool...
Yeah, cool guys.
Is having a football a cool?
Have footballs. I never had a football when I was just hanging around.
I was also
not very cool, so I think the evidence.
Here's the thing. I have had a football.
I've had one,
but
at times.
I haven't been cool. So there's that. They're inside, like they're waiting for dinner. Like
maybe him and Damon just got back from having a catch. There's...
It's the best way to say that. So he's like, oh, I burnt his food. It's ruined. He throws it in the sink. This is a thing that happens a lot in movies and TV when people burn things and throw it in the sink. Do you do that?
I will put hot things in the sink. Like, if I empty out a bag of popcorn, I'll put the empty bag in the sink until it cools down.
Okay.
Because the metal can't catch on fire.
That's true. I just feel like maybe I haven't burnt enough stuff and panicked and was like...
Maybe. Also, a popcorn bag doesn't get hot enough to set your trash on fire.
No.
But that's just thing, for you. It's just how my mom always did it, right. So it's just ingrained into my blood.
He throws like the whole pan in there, and I get that. Like, you don't want to put it in your trash can and melt through and ruin it.
Right.
But also... Maybe I'm just too dumb to do that, and I'm like, this food's burnt. I'm gonna eat it anyway. I did cook it. So he tells the guys...
We did eat a pizza that cooked for 2 hours once.
One time we cooked a pizza for maybe two and a half hours, and then we were like, it is made.
We put a pizza in the oven and started watching a Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And then, like, when the Rumble came on, which is the last part of the pay-per-view.
It's 2 hours into a 3-hour pay-per-view.
I was like, do you smell pizza?
And then we had a char-broiled,
like,
artisanal pizza.
It was pretty good.
It was fine. Could have been worse. So he tells the guys that, like, Commander did a weird thing, and they're like, you're stupid. Commander knows what he's talking about, you stupid idiot. It's like, hey, maybe don't make fun of your friends so bad for, like, being worried about people dying.
Or just, like, suddenly acting very different.
Yeah. They're like, you just don't like being wrong. Ha ha ha. It's like, no, but that I'm not wrong is the problem.
Wrong about what?
About turning. Because he says, like, because my calculations will go into the star or whatever. And they're like, you just don't like being wrong. Yeah. I feel bad for Kai in this episode.
I do a little bit.
And he doesn't get pervy on anybody, so that's nice. The next day, Commander walks in, and I'm going to paraphrase, drive into the star, is what he says.
Yeah, and Kai is like, no, if we do that, we'll drive into the star.
And he's like, I said what I said, Kai. He's like, go to bearing 1003.9, and Kai does... Like, the thing, there's, like, a little line that moves, and he's like, that'll kill us. And he's like, it's a direct order. You disobeying a direct order? Kai's like, yes, I'm not going to change course, sir. And then he gets thrown out on his butt.
He gets his badge ripped off.
Oh, he does rip the badge off. I thought, I was taking a note, I looked up, and I looked back down, and, like, the one frame was him grabbing the patch. And then I heard a ripping, and I thought he just tore his sleeve off.
The whole sleeve. You're not going to need this whole sleeve
anymore. Where you're going, you don't need this.
Not even a sleeve to put a new badge on, punk. Get out
on the bench. And Kai gets ejected. He gets a gold watch and a kick in the butt, and the computer took his job. And
well, except just like a random
guy. It's just like another dude. He's like, hey, congratulations, you do the course changing now.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, okay,
because I don't also want my badge ripped off.
Yeah, what if he rips all of our badges off? Then who will run the place? And then we get a close-up on Commander's eyes, and I can best describe this as the eyes of someone who is doing heroin in an 80s cartoon about how bad it is to do heroin.
Yeah, he's got those PSA eyes.
He's got those after Saturday Night Special eyes. Saturday Night Special? After School Special after is school where I special. Tried to get to. Yeah, it's pretty bad. We cut to outside, and Kai's remembering what Commander told him about trusting his instincts. And then Commander comes out and is shifty. And to the guy's credit, I don't know the actor who plays Commander, but he's doing a really good job of acting 100% different.
Yeah, he is.
And especially these like distant shots, like he looks zombified.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. He walks out, and he starts walking away, and Kai follows him all the way to Blue Lady, or Icy Angel, if you're nasty. And he's like, hey.
Madam, whoa.
And she's like, yes, Commander, do my bidding. Destroy this place. Drive into that star. Just like, keep making sure that we drive into the star. And Kai hears this. He's like, no. I'm going to stop you.
Yeah, he jumps out of the bush and is like, don't do that.
And then she's like, you can't stop me.
Does she not know that he is the Blue Power Ranger? Does she just think this is a guy?
I think she thinks it's just a guy. So that makes sense to me anyway.
Yeah.
So then she says, you go to Commander. Like, you go command and make sure we run to the star. I'll kill this man. It'll be fine. There's a little bit of a fight. She shoots an arrow at him, but he does 6 backhand springs away from it.
The best way to dodge an arrow.
Yep, the only way to fly. And then the other rangers show up, and he's like, you guys take care of her, I'm going to go stop Commander. So they split up. So he heads Commander off, and they're in like a, I don't know how to explain this. It's like a very, very small construction site. Like a very small back alley construction site.
Yeah, they're building a new dumpster in the back alley.
Yeah. And they're fighting. And this is what we were talking about earlier, where like Commander's not a martial artist, but the stunt double's pretty good.
Yeah.
We don't get a ton of shots of him because mostly it's just like Commander grabbing a pipe and going full on Streets of Rage on Kai.
He does kick Kai at one point, who then takes another barrel bump.
Yeah, a lot of barrel bumps.
This one's face first, like face down.
It looks pretty rough.
And that barrel has zero give. That's like a solid barrel.
He bounces off the barrel, but like not because the barrel bounced him. Like no. He just had the momentum to flip off it.
He is a little bouncy.
Yeah. And he lands, he like scrambles up to a door. And he opens it trying to get away because Commander's going to bash his brains in with his lead pipe that he just found. And Kai, like, dodges and opens the door.
He looks in the door. He, like, cracks it open. He looks in and he's like, oh, whoa. Yes. I was expecting, like, the Magna Defender to just be in the door. Like,
shh. It's me. I'm in the closet. I was expecting Commander to be in there. And
like the real one?
Yeah. But no, it's just like a teacher's office.
It's like a
is what it reminded me of.
It's like a small closet office.
Yeah. And so he like dodges with Commander.
With a key lock. Not a key, like a keypad.
Like a beep boop boop.
Yeah. Only on the outside.
Yeah.
If it's locked from the outside, you can't open it from the inside. Nope. I feel like that is probably a safety design flaw.
Yes, unless this is a little prison room. This is detention.
Okay, yeah.
This is like a little desk where you can do your homework, but you can't get out. You're trapped in here, mister. You shouldn't have talked in class so many times.
Yeah, come out until you finish your math.
Yeah. So he like locks him in there. He's like, sorry. And then he rejoins the fight by the blue lady's like, I'm going to kill you and you can't stop me. And then he jumps in with his sword over his head going, but I can, and slashes her.
The five of them can't, but Kai can.
But don't worry, Kai is here. And then they do like the Magna Defender strike lights up power up mode. It's literally Magna Defender strike, lights of Orion, power up mode. She gets hit. She grows. They get the Megazord. Toro Zord comes out. Then they start fighting. It's like all the things right in a row.
She does, like when they power up mode through her gut, she does for a second, she's like, ugh. And then she just totally drops her head to her chest. And it's just like just a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
To like watch her die like that.
Yeah.
Like she died before she blew up.
Yeah. It is a little creepy. And then because the way she falls too is not like when they fall because they're hurt.
Yeah.
It's a dead body falling to the ground.
Yeah, there's no life holding her up anymore.
This is when I noticed she was in a bikini, and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's fine, because she does fall and blow up, and I guess just blowing up makes you a giant now. Yeah,
it activates the Groshen inside every monster now. There's a little glass vial.
Oh.
And it's very sensitive, and when it blows up, when there's fire and explosion, it just makes you grow. They call the Zords, et cetera, et cetera. It's Toro Zord, Mike mode, and Megazord regular style. They'll call the lights in a minute, but it's regular style. Yep. And it's snowing because she's an icy angel.
That's right.
Remember? And they fight her, and I forget exactly what they did, but they did break her into a bunch of ice chunks. So I guess that's just the thing they're doing now.
Well, she got back together from that, and then they blew her up.
That's true. Yeah, then they did the spin into the light slash, and Kai did call the light slash, which is neat, but why couldn't Maya have called it 2 episodes ago then? Guys,
who
whatever.
Knows?
Then we cut back down to Kai and Mike hardcore parkouring over all the construction equipment in a big long line to get to Commander to see if he's good, I guess. And he's like, why am I in a closet? What happened? What's going on here? They're like, Commander, don't worry. You got to get back to command now. So they get him back there.
This is really weird because in Command, it's like too hot because they're so close to the star. Yeah. But outside was fine.
Yep. And here's the thing. You can't even justify by being like, well, maybe Command is pointed towards it and it's closer. Because it's not. They're straight up and down like normal and the domes are like that.
I don't know.
It's just a show that it's getting bad. I don't know. Look, it's Power Rangers. They can only do so much. Commander gets in there. He's like, we're headed to the sun. Divert all power to the thrusters and get them all back on and change our course to this number now. And they do that and they divert because obviously the Power Rangers Lost Galaxy is not going to end on episode 25 with them going into the sun.
And everybody just burning alive.
That would be a grim ending.
They will shoot one, almost two kids, but they will not burn an entire space colony in the sun. That is too far. Too grimdark for Power Rangers.
Yeah, hashtag not my Power Rangers. That's Power /Rangers Lost /Galaxy. Which they will never make.
No.
Do you think that if they got their 8 or 9 movies like they want, that eventually they do Lost Galaxy? I don't think so.
No way.
I don't see
them ever going like into a different Power Rangers.
I mean, like 9 movies, right? It's already been a year since the last one came out, let alone got made. So you figure best case scenario, every 2 years, they got 9 movies. That's 18 years. Becky would be 36.
Yeah. She's the youngest.
She's the youngest. So maybe they'd have switched by now. By then,
maybe,
you know, but I don't think
they
ever
don't though. What if they have like jobs and they're just like middle aged Power Rangers?
That's sad, isn't it?
Now, I can see them switching Rangers. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't see them going to like new like Zeo Turbo.
Here's the thing: movie 4, maybe movie 5, definitely the Machine Empire. Not sure if it's Zeo though.
I mean, they have the Zeo crystal in the first movie.
But it's just the heart of the star.
I don't think they know what that means.
No. It's just a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Like,
the Zeo crystal is just a Krispy Kreme donut. It's the most important thing in the world, and that's it. Yeah. Despite the fact that we talked for like 100 minutes about nothing, we're only at 45 in the recording.
We're just about done.
And we're basically done. So he's like, oh, we did it. We diverted. It's getting colder already. Thank goodness. Then we cut to the next day where Kai, Maya, and Leo. Maya's not allowed to talk. Leo can smile and chuckle, but that's it. And Kai can talk because it's a Kai episode. They're all playing football with Jody. Kai does this weird splits move and then puts the football between his hand and his foot.
Yeah.
While he's doing the splits.
I don't know why he did that.
It's real weird. It's like this James Brown, like,
yeah,
like maneuver. She kicks it and they're playing. And then
she should have kicked him right in the ankle.
I thought he was going to loosey her from.
He would have, but he couldn't move. He was stuck.
Idiot. Could have done a sweet prank. Instead, you just ripped your pants, maybe. So then Commander pulls up in a smart car, and he's dressed like a dad.
Yep, he's got just a nice, a kind of denim shirt, like button-up shirt. I don't think it is denim, but it's denim colored.
It's like a dark blue denim color.
Yeah, and khaki pants, his casual wear.
Khaki slacks. It's dad time now.
That's right.
Commander is on, he's got a break. This is day off now. So he's like, hey, Kai, great job.
Well, first, before he talks to Kai, he gives Jody a whole new pad of paper and markers.
Right.
So she can draw him another picture.
As recompense for being a dink. How do you think he explained that to her?
He might have just told her.
Now, I was possessed by a blue angel.
He saw Kai when he was under mind control, but he never saw Kai like be the Blue Ranger.
That's true.
So he could have just been like, I was mind controlled by a monster, and Kai and the Power Rangers helped me get away.
Yeah. It seems like he maybe didn't know what had happened when he was in there, but he could still explain that way too. Be like,
yeah, and even Kai and Leo could have like explained it to him on the way back up to command or something.
Right. So he's like, Kai, here's a present for you. Kai opens it and it's a shirt, the same shirt he's wearing.
But this one has a patch
on it. The patch is back on it.
Why didn't you just give him another patch?
I don't know. It's a gesture, I guess.
Maybe I didn't notice what his first patch was. Maybe this one is like a promotion.
That's what it seemed like. Because this was a GSA.
Yeah.
Guest service
attendant?
Associate?
I don't think it's associate because Target hates that
they
word.
They hate that word. Guest service
accessory.
Yep. I don't know.
Me neither.
I mean, we work there. We don't know what it is.
Guest service assistant, maybe? Because you assist people at guest service.
Guest service advocate.
Yeah, I advocate guest service.
I wouldn't.
I always send people up there because I don't want to deal with them.
Oh, yeah, same.
Can I price match this? Oh, yeah, bring it to guest
service.
Yeah,
you got to do that at guest service. Can you call another store and have it? Yep, they can do that for you up at guest service.
That's my favorite. I ain't doing that.
You know, I don't care about you getting 3 Christmas lights.
Sometimes they're like, can you call them? I'll be like, no, but I can give you the phone number. You could do it your damn self.
Do it yourself, idiot. So he's like, Kai, here's the keys, basically. You're in charge. You're the guy. You're in charge of the colony. Kai's like, oh, cool, thanks. The whole thing? The whole colony?
Yeah, you substitute teaching today.
Commander's like, yeah, are you disobeying my order? He's like, no, sir, because like the callback. Then we cut to Kai walking into command. And everyone's just standing around that little thing in the middle. And one dude starts a slow clap. And they're like, yeah, Kai.
And then he just starts commanding.
And he starts doing commands. And
for a minute, like when he first got there, he had this look on his face that was like, I don't know how to command.
I don't know how to change course and run numbers. Oh, no.
I guess he just needed a little confidence boost. Be like, oh, no, I'll just parrot everything he usually says.
He doesn't give any, like, weird orders. He's like, are the engines good? Where are we going? Is everything cool? Good. And then we get a close-up of his GSA book. So maybe he did get a promotion. I don't know.
Maybe,
whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Because Mike's second in command, and he wasn't there the whole time until the end. He was in one scene, and that's it.
Yeah.
Or two scenes. Well, I guess one, because it went one right into the other. So, that's the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, what's the best?
I started, so why don't you tell me?
I'll tell you right now what that best is.
Because I don't know.
The best for me and my friends?
Don't speak for all of us.
I don't know. I think, that train is loud, huh? They turned it back up. I'm going to say the best is Commander's acting.
He does a good job. I really liked Icy Angel, so I think she is the best.
The design of her?
The design and her powers. And
yeah.
Like, I don't mean the pun, but just how cold she was.
Right.
Of like, I will shoot your daughter for caring about you.
Oh, hey, your daughter's a little close. Maybe I can... I mean, but here's the thing, though. Unless that... Oh, no, I guess they were... Also explosive, because, like, is she just going to possess, like, the daughter of a zombie, too?
Yeah.
And she goes to kindergarten and tries to, like, under siege them.
And I don't think this could be overstated enough. Her voice matches the monster, and that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Maybe I'll also give it to Icy Angel. Because Commander's acting was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Maybe I'll MVP him.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay, cool. Let me delete that. Or not. We'll see how I'm feeling on the day. The worst I'm going to say is... Ah, jeez, I don't know.
Here's my worst.
What's your worst?
Shrikina's plan is stop the engines and they will drift into the star and die.
Yep.
Let me send a monster down to mind control the commander into commanding somebody who could say no to shut the engines off and then reset the course and hope they drift into the star. When the blade ship can just shoot the engines.
That's true, they could have.
That's my worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I think that is also the worst. I can't think of anything else. Oh, no, you know what? I'm going to worst Leo and Damon for being bad friends.
Yeah, they did a bad job.
Yeah, for just like straight up making fun of him when he's like, I'm seriously concerned about the well-being of everyone on this planet. They're like, you're just totally being wrong, nerd. I have a football. Where's our food?
We're going to go have a catch.
Let's go have a
catch. Hungry because of you.
Gonna go have a hungry catch now. Hope you're proud of yourself, Kai. And the MVP is gonna be Commander.
Yeah, Commander for sure.
Yeah.
Commander Stanton? Stanton.
Maxfield Stanton. Local doll enthusiast. Yeah.
Just for his acting and his snazzy casual wear.
Yeah. Yeah. Great job, Commander.
Yeah, you did good.
And I guess now we gotta rank it.
Yeah.
Let's not forget this time.
That'd be good.
Okay, so do you think it's better or worse than Double Duty?
I think it's straddling that line.
Okay.
What's the one right above Double Duty?
The one right above it is the rescue mission where they had to go...
That's Aliens?
That's Aliens.
I don't think it's better than that. So this, for me, this is it better than Double Duty or not?
I think it is, if for no other reason than at no point did Kai walk up a hill for 20 minutes.
That's true. And also, Double Duty is as high on the list as it is because everything below it is poopy garbage.
Everything below it and the next five episodes are Dookie from the Trash Can. It is this one pretty good oasis,
yeah,
in the middle of a barren wasteland.
I don't think it's better than the rescue mission at all, but I'll put it above Double
Duty. Yeah, I agree. So coming in at number 10, Blue to the Test. Whatever that means. We got 23 ranked. We're over halfway done.
We are.
Weird. So thank you guys very much for listening. This one was a weird one, huh? Something was in the water today.
Yeah, I'm curious what you guys are gonna and not going to hear.
Me too.
Because even with all our rambling, this is still a regular size, yep, episode. So
maybe it stays. The kid stays in the picture. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys very much for listening. I don't remember what the next episode was called.
It's, I think I might still have it.
Oh, Mantis Rally Race.
It's like Mean Mantis.
Mean Wheels Mantis.
Mean Motor Mantis. Mean Wheels Mantis. Yep.
That's it. Here's what I didn't like about that. The Netflix description said... Leo, Kai, and Damon race, and the prize, Maya and Kendrick.
No!
No! This is a pretty much a bummer, guys.
That's uncomfy.
We'll see you on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as... I'm going to start the holding over because I don't know when I fell apart.